Hey everybody, welcome. I'm so glad that you are joining me today. Welcome to the Hold Fast podcast. My name is Josh Collier. I hope that you are holding fast during this very weird time that we are living in. I'm sure you are finding new ways to entertain yourself. Recently, I read about a baseball player named Eddie Stanky. And of course, the name is very attention-grabbing with a last name like Stanky. I'm like, oh my, is this really this guy's name? Yes, he really was named Eddie Stanky. Who is Eddie Stanky? So glad you asked. He was a pugnacious, pennant-winning second baseman. He played about 10 years, 11 seasons between 1945 and 1955. Like I said, he played for 11 seasons. He played for the Cubs, for the Brooklyn Dodgers, for the Boston Braves, for the New York Giants, and then he was a general manager for about another 25 years. A very famous Dodgers general manager, Branch Rickey, when he was talking about Eddie Stanky, he said, Stanky can't run, he can't hit, and he can't throw. If there's a way to beat the other team, he'll find it. Okay, let me get this straight. So Stanky couldn't run very well. He couldn't hit very well. He couldn't throw a ball very well. Now, I've never played any kind of organized baseball whatsoever. Never Little League, never high school or anything like that. But I'm pretty sure that those are the big things you need for a baseball team. But despite that, winning teams wanted Eddie Stanky on their team to play second base. Why? Because if there was a way to beat the other team, he was going to find it. There's a quote that I like. It's on my wall. It says, a man who wants to do something will find a way. A man who doesn't will find an excuse. And I think that same principle can be found when we are trying to hold fast for the kingdom of God. That's one of those qualities that Jesus wants in his disciples. In fact, Jesus was telling his disciples, he's not really looking for people who are looking for excuses. He's looking for people who want to do something for him so badly, they're going to find some way. In Luke 9:23, Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. What does Jesus mean by that? Well, it means that you got to be able to regard something more important than yourself. It means placing a higher priority on what Jesus wants than on what you want. We can find that same idea in the Sermon on the Mount, in one of the most famous verses from the New Testament, Matthew 6 and 33. Jesus said to his listeners, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things that you're worried about. They're going to be added to you. I'm going to be able to take care of you. Now, a lot of folks, they look at the words of Jesus there, and they think that maybe it's some kind of a suggestion. You know, if I want to seek his kingdom first, that's great. But if not, well, that's okay too. That was not what Jesus was talking about. It was not a suggestion. These were not marching orders. How do I know it wasn't a suggestion? Well, because Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Luke 9:23, if you're going to follow Jesus, your first priority has got to be his kingdom and his righteousness. If those are not your priorities, then you're not really a follower of Jesus. You're just a fan. Fans stick around. They stick around long enough to see if their team is going to win. They stick around to see if things are going their way. And if they don't, they leave. Fans just walk away. Followers, by contrast, they stick around. And they stick it out because it isn't about them. It's about the one that they follow. the one that they seek first in their lives, the one that is the priority in their lives. See, fans, you can find fans at any kind of sporting event. And the fans are the ones that, you know, they cheer really loudly. It's really great. But when their team is 30 points behind and there's only about 10 minutes left, those are the people that leave. And they leave first, not because they want to stick it out for the team, because they want to beat everybody else out on traffic. It's not the priority in their lives. They came to see their team win, not lose. And therefore, if it's not going to be entertaining for them, they're going to leave. The fans aren't there for the team. The team was supposed to be there for them. And so when that didn't happen, they just walked away. So what is the team for Christians? Well, there are Christians out there who believe that all they really need to do is to be committed to Jesus, and they believe that they don't need to be committed to anything or anyone else. And I can't really understand that. I'm committed to Jesus, but I'm not committed to anything else. We're called to deny ourselves, pick up our cross daily, and follow Him. Yes, totally get that. Totally agree. But He said that you have to seek first His kingdom. Well, what's the kingdom? Well, it's the church, right? You are the kingdom. I am the kingdom. We are the team. Picking up my cross daily and following Jesus means making the church a priority in my life. That's why there's so many commandments throughout the New Testament that have that very important phrase, one another. John 13, love one another. Romans 12, be devoted to one another. Live in harmony with one another. Romans 15, accept one another. Galatians 5, serve one another. Galatians 6, bear one another's burdens. Ephesians 4, be kind and compassionate to one another. Ephesians 5, submit to one another, and so on and so on and so on. You can't do one anothering if there's not one another around you some other time. I mean, you can't do that. You can't do this one anothering all by yourself. You've got to have another one another there. All right, don't ask me to repeat that. But if we love Jesus, then this body of believers has got to be a high priority for us. If we don't love Jesus, then this church is just going to be a place where we sit. That's what fans do. They just sit there. Yeah, they cheer. Maybe they buy some hot dogs and some soft drinks, but that's kind of all they do. They paid good money for that seat, and that's what they intend to do. They just sit there. And if you sit there long enough, you start to think that church is a spectator sport, that you're all the cheering section. And as you grow in your faith, begin to realize that this isn't all there is about Christianity. There are times when you need to be involved in making things happen and work for Christ. But there's another problem. A lot of times people think, well, I don't have anything to contribute to the kingdom, so they don't contribute. They think, I can't do this and I can't do that, so I've really got nothing to contribute. And that's why I started with the story about Eddie Stanky. He can't run, he can't hit, and he can't throw, but he was willing to do whatever he could for the team. And there are people in the church who figure they can't hit, they can't run, they can't throw, so they think, you know, what difference can I make? Well, if that's what Eddie Stanky thought, nobody would have wanted him on their team. But you see, Jesus... the crazy thing is, Jesus isn't necessarily looking for somebody with talent. He's looking for someone with the will to do whatever it takes to make a difference in the world for Him and for His church. Jesus isn't really looking for people that are capable. He's looking for folks that are making themselves available. Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, Jesus had fishermen, tax collectors, prostitutes, all kinds of uneducated, unworthy folk following Him, because He said anyone, and He meant anyone. Anyone could be his follower. They didn't really have to have extensive knowledge of the Bible. They didn't really need to be able to answer all the Bible questions on a TV game show. They didn't need to be able to recite all the books of the Bible or know the names of the 12 minor prophets. There was one qualification you had to have to follow Jesus. If any man would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Jesus was declaring that it isn't how much you know or how much you're skilled at. It's how much are you willing to do for me. If you knew that Jesus was going to come back in 1 year, 1 year from today, Jesus is returning, would you be living your life differently? If you knew that this world was going to end within the next 12 months, what would you be willing to do? Would you teach in ways that you've never thought about doing before? Would you forgive that one person that's been so hard to forgive? Would you talk to loved ones or friends that you knew did not have a relationship with Jesus? If anyone would follow me, pick up your cross. Doesn't matter if you can't hit or throw or catch. If you've got that, if you've got that stanky attitude, then you can be somebody who is holding fast for the kingdom, and you've set the priority of the kingdom above everything else. So I guess maybe that's the weird advice I want to leave you with today. Have a stanky attitude for the kingdom. But of course, I mean, have that attitude that says, regardless of what I feel I'm able to do, Jesus says I can do something for him. Even in a crazy time like this, you can put the kingdom first. You can be a follower of Jesus, not just a fan. You can hold fast to him and for him, and you can be righteous in his eyes. I hope that you guys have a good day. Continue to hold fast. I'll talk to you guys next time.